Light of the Bhagavat, verse 31. The four prominent features of autumn are that there is no water in the sky. The weeds that grew here and there in the rainy season all wither away. The muddy roads and fields dry up, and the ponds of water become crystal clear. These four features of the autumn atmosphere are compared to the four orders of life. In the Varna Ashram system, the student goes to the ashram of the master to take lessons from him and serve him, even as a menial servant. The troubles of the student are at once mitigated when he attains transcendental knowledge in terms of his relation with Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. As the white clouds no longer bear the burden of water in the autumn sky, the student finds that the troubles of drawing water for the master become a burdenless job if the student, by the grace of his master, attains to spiritual knowledge. Householders who beget children without restriction, just like weeds in the rainy season, become solitary as soon as they attain to the stage of devotional service. But the family planning of a godless civilization cannot check the weed-like unwanted population. Instead, people should learn to check sex life by voluntary restraint. This voluntary restraint is possible when one is dovetailed with the service of Krishna. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Well-situated devotees of Krishna refrain from materialistic sense enjoyment, for they are attracted by the beauty of the transcendence. Forcible restraint by regulative family planning or similar artificial means cannot work very long, for one must be attracted by the transcendence. One can give up the inferior quality of enjoyment as soon as one receives the superior quality of spiritual enjoyment. Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehina rasabarjang rasopyasya parang drishva nivartate. And so, family planning is successful when one is engaged in the culture of the human spirit. The vanaprasthas, who voluntarily avoid cleaning themselves and who allow their beards and nails to grow, no longer feel the discomforts of these burdens when they engage in the service of Krishna. And above all, the mendicants, who take a vow to refrain from sex life, no longer feel sexual urges when fixed in the transcendental service of Krishna. Therefore, in all four spiritual orders, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas, and the four grades of social life, brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, and shudra, devotional service to Krishna is essential. Because without this relationship, all the regulative principles of varna and ashram become simply burdensome duties, as they have become in this age of Kali. So when the regulative principles have no aim, the varnas become a caste system and the ashrams become the business of various shopkeepers. All these anomalies of the present social system can be reformed only by cultivation of the human spirit in the devotional service of Krishna. संसार दावानलीदा लोका प्राणाय कारुण्य घनागनत्वम् प्राप्तस्य कल्याण गुणार्णवस्य वंदे गुरो श्री चरणारविंदम् वंदे गुरो श्री चरणारविंदम् वंदे गुरो श्री चरणारविंदम् वंदे गुरो श्री चरणारविंदम् वंदे गुरो श्री चरणारविंदम्